Shalom, my dear friends. We are studying together the parables that are found in the Gospel, in the Besorot. Some 2,000 years ago, our Messiah, Yeshua, walked in the land of Israel and spoke in so many ways and in so many manners in which he sought to draw the people of Israel to himself, to draw disciples after himself, that many will recognize that he was indeed the promised Mashiach. When we arrive to the Gospel of Luke, we continue to learn of the many parables, the many meshalim, the many comparisons that the Lord Yeshua shared with his disciples and the population in Israel, that you and I can learn from them today, because every parable, every mashal, every parabole teaches us a spiritual lessons as we learn from the stories that Yeshua has shared with his disciples and the people in the land of Israel. We arrive to Luke chapter 14, and it is a very interesting chapter, because there are a few parables that are found here in the 14th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. The parable that I would like to share with you in this session is called the Parable of the Invited Guests. In Hebrew, it is called Mashal Ha'orchim Shehuzmanu. You know how it is with us, my dear friends. We all love to be invited, and we like to take the higher places. We like to appear very important. We like when people are recognizing us. It is very natural for us. In fact, we like popularity. And here the Lord Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, is instructing the people to realize that false popularity is not right. It's not pleasing to the Lord. Notice what we read in Luke chapter 14 and verse 7. And he put forth a parable unto those that were bidden, those that were invited. When he marked how they chose out the chief rooms, the best seats, and he said unto them, when thou art bidden of any man to a wedding, sit not down in the highest room, lest a more honorable man than thou be bidden of him. And he that bade thee, the one that invited you, and the other, he will come and he will say unto you, give this man the place. And thou, being with shame, began to take the lowest room, the lowest place. He continued and he said, but when thou art bidden, go and sit down in the lowest room, that when he that bade thee cometh, he may say unto thee, friend, go up higher. Then shalt thou have praise in the presence of them that sit at meat with thee. For whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Now this is a very important parable, because it speaks to all of us. You know, it had been said that we are so proud by nature that we have the pride of race, the pride of face, how we appear, the pride of place, and even the pride of grace. It's amazing how the human nature is. And we are all find ourselves in the very same condition, because we have all inherited a sin nature. And to remind you that when Adam fell in the Garden of Eden, in reality, He disobeyed God, and he said to God, God, you have given me everything to the north, everything to the south, everything to the east, and everything to the west, in the Garden of Eden, in Gan Eden in Hebrew, the Garden of Delight, but you did not give me this tree, and the fruit of this tree, and I want to eat this. And he did it. And he fell into sin. And he plunged the whole human race into sin, and you and I are today sinners because of that fall. And if you and I were there, we would have done the very same thing. Because the Bible, the Word of God says that God looked from above. He said it through David, the king of Israel, in Psalm 14, in Psalm 53, to see if there is anyone that seek after God, anyone that doeth good, and sinneth not. And he found none. The apostle Shaul Paul quoting what David said years earlier, and he said, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and pride is part of our human sinful nature, and we are so proud that we can be proud of our race, of our face, of our place, and even we can be proud of the grace that God provided for us. And so the Lord, Yeshua, the Messiah, is invited to someone's house. One of the chief Pharisees, according to Luke chapter 14 and verse 1. And what did he do there on that time that he was sitting? Everybody was watching him. According to verse 1 of Luke chapter 14, it was a Shabbat day. And they watched him there. Everyone there in the home of this chief Pharisee, Parush. Parush is one of the scribes, one of the religious leaders from among our people. And everyone was watching Yeshua the Messiah. And so, behold, there was a certain man before him. He had a dropsy. He had a built up of a fluid in his body. And Yeshua, he asked them, and he said, is it lawful for me to heal on a Shabbat day? And they held their peace. And he took the man that was sick, and he healed him. And then he said, and he answered them, and he said, which of you shall have an ass or an ox that have fallen into a pit, and will not straightway pull him out, even on a Shabbat day? And they could not answer him again to these things. In other words, Yeshua wanted to test them. You see, the Shabbat day is such a beautiful day that was given to the people of Israel to rest and to devote that day for God. God wanted his people to rest. He made a covenant with Israel, and he wanted them to rest on a Shabbat day and to totally devote that day to him. But you see, sometimes even in religious activity, there is always the danger of making things to be far beyond what actually God have demanded for men and gave for men, whether it is a Shabbat day for the nation of Israel, or it could be any day in these days of the professing church. There's always this danger of religion to rise up because of pride and arrogance that we all find ourselves in danger of. And so notice how the Lord Yeshua the Messiah teaching this a parable. He said to them, now in verse 7, we read in Luke 14 verse 7, and he put forth a parable, a mashal, to those that were invited. Because he marked them and he noticed that even though they were all religious, they always loved to sit, they always chose to sit in the highest places. You see, we all have the danger of seeking false popularity. We have the danger of seeking to be popular, to be important. And really, it is a false view of success. So everyone will look at us and will say, wow, how great you are. But you see, this is not pleasing to the Lord. And we know our hearts, we know how quickly we can be so proud. You see, God said through Isaiah to our people of Israel in Isaiah chapter 2, he said to Israel, listen to this. The lofty looks of men shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. He's continuing, he said in verse 17, and the loftiness of men shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be made low, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. It says in verse 12, for the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon everyone that is proud and lofty, and upon everyone that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low. God resists the proud, but he gives grace unto the humble. And so, my dear friend, this is what Yeshua the Messiah is seeking to teach us, to teach the people of Israel of old in those days when he was there, and to teach you and I today in this present age of the church age. So notice what he said. We read in verse 8 and 9 what we are not to do using this parable. And he said, when thou art bidden of any man to a wedding, sit not down in the highest room, lest a more honorable man than thou be bidden of him. In other words, when you are invited to any wedding, don't go immediately to sit at a higher place, because someone may come who was also invited, who was more important than you. He continued and he said, the one that invited you might come to you and say, give this man his place, and you will begin with shame to take the lowest room. In other words, the Lord is teaching us a very important lesson. When you're invited, don't be seek to be prominent, to be there at the first, the highest seat, because someone who may be more important than you will be invited, and he will come, and he will have to give him his seat. And then he says, here is what you are to do in verse 10, but when thou art bidden, go and sit down in the lowest room, that when he that bade thee come, he may say unto thee, friend, go up higher. Then thou shalt have praise in the presence of them that sit to eat with you. What a lesson it is for us, my dear friend. This is exactly what the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, is seeking to teach us all. The importance of humility. The importance of to put down the natural pride that we all have. And really, this is a battle that all mankind go through. We can find pride in every area of our life. And as we mentioned earlier, there's a pride of our race. There's a pride of our faith. There's a pride of the place that we have in. And there's also a pride in the grace of God. And we think that we deserve more grace than other. Pride is that which brought about sin into this world. And so what a lesson to learn through this parable that our Lord Yeshua the Messiah teaching the people that observed him and took the highest places and sought to be important. They wanted false popularity. They wanted to be important, but they did not realize that this false view of success is not pleasing to the Lord. You know, there's another verse that we have in the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 7, when God chose the king of Israel, David, Melech Israel, and he sent Samuel to the house of Jesse, to the house of Yishai in the city of Bethlehem. And Yishai presented before Shmuel all his sons. From 1 Samuel chapter 16, we read of the sons of Jesse, and we have Eliab and Abinadab and Shammah and all the seven sons. And Samuel said unto Jesse in verse 11, are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the younger, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. And you notice what Samuel said to Jesse in verse 7? Listen to what God, through Samuel, said to Jesse, the father of David. He said, but the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. You see, this is a lesson, my dear friends, that we all need to learn, that God sees our hearts, and that God wants us to be humble before him, and then he will lift us up in due time. That's what Yeshua, the Messiah, is teaching us through this very important parable in Luke chapter 14, verses 7 to 11. And so, Yeshua is presenting the conclusion to this mashal, to this parable. He said in verse 11, whosoever exalt himself, he shall be humbled or abased. And he that humble himself, he shall be exalted. Here's a principle that we are taught by the word of the Lord. Those that will exalt themselves ultimately will be humbled by God. And those that will humble themselves, they will ultimately be exalted by God. God is not happy with pride. And you know, my dear friend, pride is that which brought about many conflicts in the world, many broken relationships, many broken marriages, many broken friendships, many wars and conflicts between nations. Many relationships have been broken because of the sin of pride. And as I mentioned earlier, it was there and then in the Garden of Eden that Adam fell into the sin of pride, and he plunged the whole human race into sin. Let me read to you just a couple more verses that are found in the New Testament. In James chapter 4, we read, James spoke to the early believers in days of old, and he said to them, God giveth more grace. James 4 and verse 6, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but he giveth grace unto the humble. God resists the proud. God is not pleased with the proud and the arrogance, because that is exactly the reason that the Messiah had to come to this world. And when we think about Yeshua, Jesus, our Mashiach, the Messiah, who came down to this world, and the reason that he came down to this world is exactly to deal with the issue of pride. Adam fell into sin because of pride. The Lord Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, honored God and humbled himself and came to this world in order to give his life a ransom for many. Let me just read in conclusion these very important verses that are found in Philippians chapter 2, where the apostle Shaul Paul reminding the believers in the city of Philippi of the fact that the Mashiach, the Messiah, came down to this world, and that he humbled himself, and that he became obedient even unto death. He fulfilled what Isaiah said years earlier, 750 years before Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah came. Isaiah said, as a lamb he was led to the slaughter, so he opened not his mouth. The Mashiach had to pay for the sin of this world. And because we by nature are proud, the Messiah had to humble himself. Because we have the pride of race, the pride of faith, the pride of faith, and the pride of a place and even of grace, the Messiah had to come down to this world and humble himself in order to lift us up if we only would believe on the one that gave himself for us. Shaul Paul said to the Philippians, the Mashiach Yeshua, Christ Jesus, in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5, the last two words, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. And he took upon him the form of a servant, and he was made in the likeness of men. Being found in a fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. My dear friends, this is fascinating. This is so much the opposite of what we are by nature. Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, came to this world, he humbled himself, and became obedient even unto death. And the shameful death on a Roman cross, where he paid for the sin of this world. And so, we all need to remember that God resists the proud, but he gives grace unto the humble. And the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of man shall be made low, and the Lord also shall be exalted in that day. There is a day coming when God will reveal to us all how sad is the fact that we as human beings were so proud. And he will also reveal to us that because of this pride, he was willing to send the Messiah, Jesus, to die for the sin of this world. May God help us all to turn to him who loves us so much and was willing to pay for our sins when he shed his precious blood and became a substitute for your sins and for mine. May God help us. Until the next time, my dear friend, Shalom, shalom.